We'll find out. It's a base. Yain potter komini mashkin. A person made a bracha on wine, then he doesn't have to make a bracha on the other liquids he will be drinking. Rama says, afilo mi bracha rishayna. Even the bracha rishayna. The person drinks wine and afterwards he drinks water, soda, and the like. He does not have to make a bracha on them. Shabru says they do have to be on the table when he made the bracha, so that his bracha should take effect on them also. Shabru says that those are more lenient, and they say that as long as he was planning to drink them, even though they were not on the table, that's also good enough. Shabru continues that if a person was kovei himself, he wanted to have a sitting of drinking wine, not just taking a cup of wine, then he says, Achrayim, say that even other liquids that were not in front of him at the time he made the bracha also are included in that. The Maisi says that lachatchila, the best way it is, if you want to drink other mashkim and you're drinking wine, you should have everything on the table when you make the bracha, and that's kol hashitas, you know, pater, the other mashkim. He continues the Mishnah Berurah and says that if somebody would make kiddush for other people Shabbos morning and he drank from the cup of wine, the other ones didn't. So if they didn't taste from the kiddush, they want to go to the mashkim, even though they were on the table, but still they have to make a bracha on them. Why? Because we're saying that he was yetzer kiddush, but the birz anenim of Bar Pri HaGafen, he wasn't yetzer because he didn't actually drink it. There's a whole big discussion which the Bir Halacha has that if someone just took a little sip of wine, for example, very common by kiddush, the one who's making kiddush drinks a malal lugma, but everybody else just takes a little bit of amount. Can that small amount pater other mashkim or not? This is very common by a kiddush. So the Bi Halacha brings different opinions about this, and it remains with itself. Ian, therefore, he says that if you want to be pater other mashkim, you should at least drink a maloy lugmov, which is the majority of the revias. And if not, you should try to get someone else to pater with a bracha, or you should make a bracha on a candy or sugar or something else, have a shakel for other things. They say that the Rebbe Yoshev, the final bracha, held that if you don't have these eitzes of making a shakel on something else, and somebody else invites you, one can make a bracha on the other mashkim, since he just had a very small amount of wine.